is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Michael Toscano in New York, where The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is in the middle of its final broadcast.
It's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Tonight, hello, good fun.
Colbert is ending his 11-year run on the show, started by David Letterman in 1993 and canceled by CBS last July.
If you're just tuning into The Late Show, you missed a lot. Tonight is our final broadcast from the Ed Sullivan Theater, where... No, we were lucky enough to be here for the last 11 years.
Yeah. Colbert referred to a poem for his audience.
I cannot adequately explain to you what the people who work here have done for each other and how much we mean to each other.
Yeah.
So I will just say... I would just say to them, you are all the great Achilles whom we knew.
This is the day already here in New York where, after 99 years, CBS News Radio will cease to operate. A bit of history from CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
This is London.
And this was CBS News Radio.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
On the front lines of history.
This is Trafalgar Square.
The last CBS News broadcast will be at 11:31 p.m. Eastern Time Friday night. Holiday travel is already underway for the Memorial Day weekend.
This is London.
People are packed in at Union Station in Washington, D.C., and this traveler headed to New York City says he is not driving.
I take train primarily. It's a way to get around Manhattan, but even down here, I try to take the metro.
This woman says...
Cars out unless we absolutely need.
That's because...
We just filled up the tank, and it was over $70.
It used to cost around $50. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. is restricting traveling from the part of Africa where the Ebola outbreak is. Correspondent Ian Lee reports from Detroit, where a plane from Paris was not allowed to land.
A mistaken passenger caused travel chaos Wednesday after Air France boarded an individual from the Congo on a flight from Paris to Detroit, according to U.S. officials.
We can't have Ebola cases coming here. So you saw we're now not allowing people to come in.
U.S. entry restrictions aimed at limiting the spread of Ebola forced the plane to divert to Montreal.
This is CBS News.
Join Adriana Diaz and Kelly O'Grady for the perfect start to your weekend. Ease into your Saturday with CBS Saturday Morning on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Ready or not, summer is coming, and Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance is on now. Right now through May 25th, get up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals all sale long and surprise flash deals on Memorial Day. We're talking thousands of products at every style and budget. Now is the time to save big on must-haves for your patio, backyard, and beyond. These savings won't last, so don't wait. Shop Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance now through May 25th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
High gas prices are causing some school systems to rethink a student activity.
Some school systems have considered canceling end-of-the-school-year field trips because of high diesel fuel prices caused by President Trump's Iran war.
We want to be able to provide opportunities for our students to get outside of the school building to do learning experiences, but they second-guess whether or not they can do that because of this rising fuel cost.
Sean Tidwell is transportation supervisor for the Indian River School District in Delaware. After nearly 35 years still with immense pride, I say one final time, Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The federal government has given final approval for a controversial segment of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline that crosses the Missouri River. The decision by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers means the pipeline will continue operating, but with extra safety features. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has long opposed the pipeline. Michael Toscano, CBS News.